The Bahraini government has come under fire from human rights groups after news that a prominent campaigner will remain in prison for criticising the country's regime. On Monday, Bahrain's High Court upheld a 5-year jail sentence against human rights activist Nabil Rajab. Rajab, who played a prominent role in pro-democracy protests in 2011, was convicted in February over social media posts in which he accused the prison authorities of torture and also criticised Saudi Arabia's airstrikes in Yemen. This comes as Bahrain continues its attempts to force the extradition of footballer and government critic Hakim Ali Al-Rabi, who lives in Melbourne but is currently in jail in Thailand. Saeed Al-Wadi is Director of Advocacy at the Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy. He joins us once again from London. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, hi. Thank you for hosting me.
Starting with Nabil Rajab, what is this jail sentence for?
It's for serious tweets when Bahrain in 2015 decided to join Saudi Arabia in the airstrikes against Yemen. Nabil Rajab was one of the most critical peace advocates which stood up against this war. He published a series of tweets. One of them was, "War will only bring misery, not solutions. We call for peace." So he is one of the most influential and prominent individuals, not only within Bahrain, but within the entire Gulf region. And his Twitter account, which is followed by thousands of followers, over 300,000, is extremely influential in the country. And the state considered these tweets to be a problem. And this is why he been convicted to 5 years imprisonment only for tweets, which he criticized the decision to take war against Yemen. And secondly, for exposing torture in the infamous Jawu prison in Bahrain, where he was in one instant, he was posting a photo of an inmate which was just released from the prison, showing clear marks of torture, clear marks of burns in his arms, and he would tweet something to say, "This picture speaks for itself."
Rajab has already been serving a 2-year prison term. This ruling confirms that he must serve the 5 years. Is there any options left? Can he appeal?
He cannot. He has exhausted the legal remedy. There is no further stages of appeal, unfortunately. It's only up to the king to issue a pardon. That will be the only solution at this stage. I have to mention something really important. First of all, is the reason why such tweets are like publicly available. They never incite violence. They're extremely peaceful. You know, individuals which would do this would usually be rewarded. But in a context where you have a dictatorship that really fears from the influential individuals, in particular those which are very much influential within the international community. Nabil is on the advisory board for Human Rights Watch. He is the deputy secretary general for the International Federation for Human Rights. He's been someone who was internationally recognized. And last year, even during his imprisonment time, Paris City has awarded him with an honorary citizenship for his remarkable human rights in the region. So if someone is really getting the entire recognition from the international community, even within Bahrain's own allies, such as the United States, they have been calling for his release. And also, like, we have the United Nations, in particular the committee, the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, declared him to be arbitrary detained individual.
So, Saeed, how important then is international pressure to ensure his release, given that it's coming down now to a ruling from the royal family?
It's extremely important that the international pressure maintained. In the past, Nabil, this is not the first time Nabil gets into the prison. Before, he was in prison, but because of the massive international criticism and pressure, he was able to be released. The thing is, without international pressure, Nabil will be forgotten. And I think it's very blatantly clear for Bahrain is the more they believe that they can get away from one of its most vocal critics in the country and they can get away with this thing, then they will say, okay, there is no reason for us to release him. I think post the murder of Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist, we thought that there will be a shift towards like the Gulf states. But the truth is, when we have individuals like Nabil Rajab remains in a prison and sentenced simply for serious tweets, it just also like shows you the real political will by the international community. I mean, the United States or the United Kingdom, they continue to sell arms to Bahrain. They continue to provide them with political coverage. And even though like the war in Yemen, which Nabil clearly was criticizing heavily, it seems to be like nearing its end with negotiations between the Saudis and the Houthis. And so the individuals which simply call for peace, now his calls seems to be echoed by the entire world, and his imprisonment is simply not justified at this
stage. All right, Saeed, we are coming up to the news. So very briefly for me, please, we'd like to hear a little bit more about how things are going in terms of the lobbying around Hakim Ali Al-Arabi. He's the former player for the Bahraini football team, a critic of the government as well. He is a recognised refugee in Australia. He's been detained in Thailand. What do you know about efforts to get him out of Thailand?
I think there are two important things which we have to recognise. The number one is the role by Australia, by the Australian government. I think his lawyer has been applying for Australian citizenship, and it seems to be that he's eligible for it. I really don't know what is the process of this. And I think if he'd been granted as an Australian citizenship, then this will be an important way that then Australia could put its full weight behind Hakim Al-Arabi.
Saeed, I'm going to have to wrap it up now. So what you're saying there is that really it's up to the Australian government to make, I guess, some more moves there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Saeed Awadhi. He's the Director of Advocacy at the Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy.